In Romans 3:25, the word propitiation, I believe, is hilasterion, which is somewhat similar. An expiatory place. You know, an atonement. Romans 3:25 says, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. Now, remission means literally That is to liberation, or it comes from the word that means to let by, to relax, you know, it means sort of like freedom from sins. You know, the freedom of sins. There are different places where different things are used, okay? I know this. The blood of Christ causes us to be forgiven of our sins of our past, and that God would not look at us as sinners, but it also has the power, as Galatians and I think of chapter 1, verse 4, and it says he gave it, you know, to deliver us from this present evil world. Not just because, as I like to say, Jesus said, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Not just a theoretical freedom, an indeed freedom, a real freedom. Free from what? As he said, whoever commits sin is a servant of sin. Grace reigns through righteousness to eternal life. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that does righteousness is righteous, as John had taught in chapter 3. It's so very clear. The righteousness of God is obtained through the blood of Jesus Christ. By one, see, our sins of our past are always there. Even if we were to say today, stop sinning, God wants that sin to be atoned for. There has to be something to appease. You know, to atone means to appease God. You know, he has to be appeased. I think that's what propitiation meant. Like, it is an appeasing thing. Something that brings about appeasement of God. Whatever. Honestly, these technicalities, I started to get bored. Because I'm like, what's the point? You know, mincing words, stripes about words. Well, because I said that and I thought immediately, okay, someone's going to have a problem with what I just said, because that may not be accurate, right? What I said, he takes it away. Because I wasn't sure, right? Because my note was incomplete. Then after a while, I'm like, what's the point? The truth is what the truth is. I always say to people, I don't need to define words to know the truth. Because there's always very easy words. Like verse 7 of chapter 3. He that does righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. You got to be righteous like him. You know, there's no words to be able, you have to mince there. You know, or if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed, in truth. Not theoretically free, like, well, I still am in bondage to sin, but God looks at me as though I'm free. Yeah, he does look at you as though you're free because of he imputes righteousness. But then, as he did for Abraham, he also delivered him a son, Isaac. He will also deliver you from sins and unrighteousness and cause Jesus Christ to be born in you. The seed of God remaining in you. All right, he sent forth his son to do all that. That's all I really care to say, you know? I used to be a big words guy, and I still kind of am, but, you know, there's a degree to which these big words don't profit us. Propitiation and all that, you know, it's like, great. What are the simple ways to understand? The gospel is meant to be something simple, and it is. Through belief in him, through the foolishness of preaching, which is just to declare. I declare things to you and you believe them. That is the foolishness of preaching. Why would that save anyone? Because God says so. and again, this is going back to the reason I was rejoicing to read this verse before was because God loved us first. I say, yeah, well, he sent his son. What they say is like, well, God loved us by giving his son, but then now he's waiting for us to love him back. And if we don't love him back, he's going to burn us in hell. That's the doctrine. God loved us. He gave us this, you know, it's like, he loved us, right? Here we are with sin. We've got a gun into our head, right? We're ready to pull the trigger. We don't even know what we're doing, most of us. We're totally, we think that it's like, we're going to pull the trigger and it's going to be heaven, you know? Like fornication. We're about to pull the trigger. It's going to kill us. Adultery. We're about to pull the trigger. It's going to kill us. Covetousness. We're pulling the trigger. You know, we're ready to do ourselves in because sin brings death. And as much as man sins, he's putting a gun to his head to destroy himself. God looks on the condition of man and he says, okay, I'm going to send my son to save him. That's my love towards him. He sends the son. And it's like sending the son, though, the love that gives most people amounts to someone just saying, don't do that. And then they have to, but in order to free themselves truly from death, they have to put the gun down themselves and listen to that voice. You know, they have to obey it. You know what love is? If someone's got a gun to their head, you take it away from them. I mean, obviously, I know that in the technical things of police work, you know, you probably try to talk them out of it. Okay, I know. But if it was in your power to make the gun just disappear, how about that? To rapture the gun out of their hands, you know? I say gun because that's a suicide thing, but if it was in your power to stop them. Let's say someone's taking, whatever. I hate analogies after a while. It gets to be like, oh God, the analogy, you know? But do you understand? God has the power to save us. If all he does, and the thing is, not everyone hears the word. Oh, well, it says their word went on to all the world. Yeah, but they don't hear it. Their voice went into the world. But have they all heard? No. Have they all heard? Yea, they have heard. Their voice was heard in all the world. But in a sense, they cannot hear. Because he that is of God heareth God's words. They that are not of God do not hear God's words. God's love is that he sent his son to take our sins away so that we could live. That we might live through him. That is the love of God.